to turn on the light. Don't let it, it would be alright. Only out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation. And at the astronaut who stands and stares by his cabinet, he's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's a blind regiment. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. Once at rage to see the raids no more, like the video film.
Welcome. Oh, there I am. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. Thank you, Liz, for another beautiful something. I almost called it a something about the woman because it's a crash course for the Ravers. For another something about the woman. Great job, Liz. It's going to be a good show today. We got Glider. Cal's already in the room. What's up, Cal?
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Cal Cali.
Yeah, just getting the things in here.
Now, you're like, you
I
know...
I need a couple of band members first.
Yeah. You're still catching your breath from the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Mad drummer, but you sing with Glider as well, right? Does Yuki sing any of them in Glider?
Oh, yeah. She sings some leads, too.
That's cool. Yeah. Right on. So Glider, the rest of Glider is going to get in here, and they're going to set up, and we might even get a visit from Jeff Conley from Liars. I'm not sure, though, but I think if we can get someone to pick him up at a pub, we can. I mean, not that that's where he always hangs out, but he said he will be at this place at 2:30, and Marie didn't make it. She was going to pick him up, and, you know, he got to us too late, so... We'll see. We'll try and find another ride for Jeff, right?
Sure.
All right, man. I was cranking this on the way in. Sitting in the tunnel, cranking this with the windows down, scaring everyone in the Challenger.
What is it?
Oh, it's great. Stones, you gotta move.
All right.
It's from L.A. 75.
Yeah. My door.
Goodness. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, I was chiming in at the end of Live With Me. How can I not? My band does, we cover that song. We do an amazing cover of Live With Me. And you can see my band, the Thigh Scrapers, do that the 28th, May 28th, down at C-Note, Nantasket. And I'll tell you more about that later, because there's a bunch of bands for that thing, so that'll be cool. We're at 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I have Glider coming. They're setting up. They're playing later, live here in the studio. Studio A, you're going to love it. A huge Stones block, just because I was in the mood to play the best band ever. Best rock and roll band ever. Started with You Gotta Move. That was from, I love those From the Vault albums. L.A. Forum live in 1975. After that, Bitch, extended version from Sticky Fingers CD2 bonus disc. Loving Cup after that. That was an alternate take. And then I'm Not Signifying. Yeah, I don't think that's on the original Exile on Main Street. It's on some rarities edition. I'm Not Signifying. And actually, my friend Greg Provost does a great cover of that on his new album, which I'm missing. We'll play something else from Greg in a little bit. He's a lead guy from Chesterfield Kings. Great, great stuff. We'll play all that later. And then lastly, Live With Me. Do you want to live with me? I don't know. I don't think so. Saw the Meat Puppets last night. Great show. Great show. And, weird stuff happened, though. I was trying to park, you know, over in Brighton, this the parking lot over there, and this, he's claimed he was homeless guy came up asking for money, you know? And I'm, like, jammed in the parking lot with, you know, cars are around me. I can't get out. There's no spaces, and I can't even get out. So I'm, like, my anxiety's starting to pick up. Now this guy's asking me for a one in the window. And I'm like, oh, my God. And he's like, I'll get you out of this. I live here. I'll do, you know. And he's like, I'm like, if you get me a parking space right now, I'll give you $5. Well, the guy hops in my car, and then I'm going, what am I doing? You know, this total stranger is now in my car, and who knows? But we end up getting out of the parking lot, and he says, okay, come down here and take a right. I got a spot for you. I go down there, and we're in, like, this little alleyway, and he tells me to park behind this little white car. I go, well, that little white car is going to have to leave later, isn't it? I mean, that's when I'm going to get towed. He's like, oh, no, I live here. This is okay. I'm like, buddy, no. And I'm like, I got to get out of this alleyway. I start backing up, and then I realize I got to do like an 8-point turn to get out. The guy's going, it's good, yapping in my ear as I'm trying to get out of there. And then I thought I hit something. Now I flip out. I mean, I'm talking the knife comes out of my door. I flip open my knife, and the guy told me his name was Peter. I go, Peter, you better get the F out of my car and see if I just hit something. And he did, and we got out of that. And, oh, my God, he found me a space, and then we both walked to Brighton Music Hall. Well, I was just trying to get to Brighton Music Hall. He the whole time is trying to get something from me. You know, on my shoulder, yapping at me the whole time. I get to Brighton Music Hall, And then I go, oh my God, you know, I bet this is like some sort of thing. Hey guys, I'm on the air. I bet this is some sort of thing where, you know, like this guy could have put something in the passenger side door and he's going to get it later and steal all my crap. So now I'm heading back to the car and he's still following me. And he's going, man, I can't believe you don't believe me, this and that. And I go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And we're almost at the car. I'm like, you better get ready to run because I'm going to find out in a minute if you're real. You know, I was like shaking. I'm shaking right now talking about it. I tried the passenger side door and it was fine. And, you know, it's probably all just my paranoia. But the guy was probably cool, you know. And another thing that got me really pissed off is, you know, he was a black guy and he's going, You're acting that way because I'm black. And it's like, no, I'm acting that way because you're this crazy guy, like, in my window asking for money and doing weird things. I would have done this with anyone, you know? You know, don't pull that on me. That's reverse racism. If you say, like, you know, if you're thinking that, he's the racist. That wasn't even coming into my head, right? Anyway, it was a great show. Much more stuff happened. I ran into Paul Lovell, and a great band. I saw the lead guy from FU's singing over at O'Brien's afterwards. I was walking down the street, and I just hear Dead Boys, and I'm like, it drew me in there, and I had to, like, and then I bumped into everyone again, and it was pretty funny. But anyways, Meat Puppets, great show. I'll have to play something from that. Glider's setting up. They're coming up. We're a crash course for the Ravers, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Get on down, get on down, get on down.
WMFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Ryan.
Brian, what's up?
How you doing? This is Deborah. I met you last night at the Meat Puppets concert, and you told me about your radio show, and I was not familiar with it, so I tuned in.
I remember you quite well, Deborah. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I want to tell you, I like your selection of music. I am a Stones fan. From my first Stones show was 1972. I've seen nine of them.
Fantastic.
My room is decorated with Stones. Anyway,
they're my favorite band. They're my favorite band too, Deborah. So you found the right show. You know that?
You said that because you just did a whole block of the Stones.
Yep.
And the last one I heard was "Live with Me," and then you gave a shout out to your band. You said to do a lot of cover stuff.
Well, we
but
do.
I just want to say, I'm enjoying you. I'm enjoying your show. I was glad to meet you. I thought the Meat Puppets were great.
Thank you very much.
And I really, you got quite an interest, and you always got a good story. A story about just parking your car last night. I mean,
I say I have a cartoonish type life. Yes. These weird things just happen to me every day.
Action packed.
Right, right.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I'm enjoying you, and I'm glad that you told me about your radio station.
Thank you, Deborah.
I'm trying to get down to Nantasket Beach, so...
Yeah, do it.
We might see you there.
28th. Be there.
All right, Ryan. Nice to talk to you.
Nice talking to you, Deborah. Thank you very much. You have a request?
Oh, well, anything Stones, you do it.
I did the whole block. Maybe we'll do a couple of people, a couple friends of mine covering the Stones. How about that? They're good covers.
I bet they are. I'll be glad to hear that.
Yeah, we'll do something like that, because I already did the Stones block. And I got one more Meat Puppet song to go.
Okay. Tuning in.
Thanks, Deborah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Right on. MFO.
Morning to feel the daybreak on my face. There's a blood that's flowing through the feeling, with a knife to open up the sky's veins. Some things will never change. They stand there looking backwards, half unconscious from the pain. They may seem rearranged in the backwater swirling. Something that'll never change. And when I should have been done a long time, it laughs and says I find ways. Just when we're sheltered under paper, the rockets come at us sideways. Something will never change. They stand there looking backwards, half unconscious from the pain. They may seem rearranged. In the backwater swirling, there is something that'll never change. And hey, I'm buying good fine, thrown from time on who's done. Face. There's a blood that's flowing through the ceiling, with a knife to open up the sky's veins. Some things will never change. They just stand there looking backwards, half unconscious from the pain. They may seem rearranged. In the backwater swirling, there is something that'll never change. Some things will never change. Stand there looking backwards, half unconscious from the pain. They may seem rearranged. In the backwater swirling, there is something that will never change.
WMFO in Medford, Meat Puppets Block. They were awesome last night. They exceeded my expectations. Great stuff. Backwater there. Before that, we had Up on the Sun, and we started it off with Get On Down from Classic Puppets. You know who also was there? Was Mike Watt from Minutemen. And also Grant Hart from Husker Du, but he wasn't playing drums. He was actually playing guitar and singing some songs. He played a couple of Husker Du songs. Sadly, I don't have Husker Du in the system here. I'm going to try and find some on vinyl. We must have some in that sea of vinyl, you know? We'll check it out. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, you got a request? 855-915-9636. I got a bunch of Minutemen in the system. Maybe you have a request for that. We're MFO. Here's Mike Watt solo, like he was last night.
Against the 70s, the kids of today should. gonna happen to you? How you gonna make it tonight?